Congratulations, Mairead. A good acceptance speech, I suppose, means a lot to you.
Yes, it means a lot to us. We've been working hard in our club over many years with our underage and right up to adults level. We've got some great girls coming up along, and just to bring us all together to be here today to win this for the girls. Just the performance out there, it was a team performance at the end of the day. That's what got us over the line. Our eyes was on this prize all along. We went out, we took the league, we done the league, and then we regrouped, we refocused, and our main aim was winning today. We want to go back up into senior level. We want to be up there competing. And with the youth coming up along, I think we're going to be there.
What happened to you at the start of the match?
The what?
What happened to you at the start of the match?
Oh, I didn't give enough of a pep talk, I think. It took us a few minutes.
Yeah, you look very nervous, and it took you 15 minutes to get going.
It took us 15 minutes to get going, but once we got going, we really did start the flow of the game. We tackled hard, we started to communicate, the work rate just began, and from there on we were able to take over and get the scores as they came along.
Yeah, and super mag then to get the scores. 8 points today, Mag, 4 from play and 4 from frees.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. But as Mary said, it was a team effort. Like, you know, the ball has to come down the pitch to me to get over the bar. So, absolute brilliant effort from everybody. Geez, from the goalie right up to number 30. Like, absolutely brilliant stuff. Our backs, God, they literally, it was a Trojans work out there. And again, the conditions didn't help. As you can see, there's a few flakes of grass out there. Good luck to the seniors after. But absolutely delighted with the performance today. It did take us that 15 minutes, as you said, to get into it, nerves and all the rest. But once we settled, we delivered.
Because it is a small area, isn't it? Small parish.
Yeah, we have a small parish, but we have great interests. A lot of underage girls coming along there. And it's good for them to be here, to come out and see us today. We really appreciate the sport. It's good to get girls involved in camogie and in sport. And that's what we want, you know. We want to be leaders out on that field for them girls to grow up and be out there playing in senior level with us, hopefully, as we go along.
And of course the men won last week, so you didn't want them to outdo you this week, did you?
There you go.
Yeah. But winning county final is not just a matter of turning up. It takes a lot of work, and just hasn't happened today. And what happened today is it happened, you get the cup, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, so as I just said earlier to everybody here, that we've been online since we were online back in January doing our online fitness class. And when we could get together in small groups at the time, we were out poking around, even if it was in Dublin or down here in Kilrush or wherever the girls may be. We have some girls down in college in Cork, in Kildare or up in Maynooth and in Dublin. So we've been putting in the work, the commitment and dedication from our girls, and week in, week out, coming down midweek for midweek training, turning around and going back up to Dublin to work or college. It's just been a phenomenal, magnificent, and we all wanted the one thing, and that's to win this double this year, and we've done that, and I'm so proud of those girls for all their commitment and effort that they have put in right from January, because it is a long year, so we will celebrate the success.
Someone said she's the mother hen, Mag, is she?
Oh, she surely is. Myself and Mairead went to primary school together, and she was a mother back then to me as well.
Yeah. It's great to be back in senior, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic for the club.
And I think you'll do well. You have a lot of good young hurlers, a lot of good talent there.
We have so many young players coming up, and it's just the way we're all meshing together now. It did take that while for us to bond, for us to connect, because there is such a gap between us and those Fela winners. But now we connected so well during the year that hopefully now there's a very bright future, as we're all told. A very bright future for Kilrush Camogie.
Well done, girls. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.